Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike DeTillo, along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, on our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line, the 49ers reporter for the Mercury News, Cam Inman. Cam, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Thanks for having me. I'm doing what most Americans are doing right now, and I'm driving in traffic on Thanksgiving Eve.
Listen, we had Jeff Perlman on. He was driving in traffic. His phone went out, and so everybody's sort of in the same boat. Cam, man, the 49ers look healthy now, and when I was doing the schedule wins and losses before the season, I put this next to the 49ers that this would be a loss for the Saints. And I said, maybe the toughest game they play all year, the most difficult for the Saints. Man, the 49ers are rolling now and getting back Elijah Mitchell back in the lineup at running back, McCaffrey being inserted after the trade, and you got Debo healthy. Defensively, you got things rolling on that side of the football too. Man, down the stretch, if they can stay healthy, they're going to be a really difficult out for whoever has to play them.
Well, yeah, absolutely. I mean, right now, they are playing the best football they played all season. They won three in a row, but here's kind of how I'll twist it for you guys is they're coming off. I mean, this is like really it could be an emotional letdown game for them because – they spent all last week in Colorado doing altitude training in chilly weather. It was snowing, 20 degrees, 0 degree wind chill or whatever. Then they got to fly to Mexico, play a game at night on a Monday night. So now they're at a short week. And the reason I'm driving home right now is because they held a twilight practice that put them inside their stadium for the first time this season to be under the lights. So they're easing into this week and trying to recover their bodies from that jet lag, from the travel. And then just having played, you know, they had a short week going up against the Saints. So as great as they're playing, they're aware of the danger of, like, kind of emotionally being exhausted from this past week.
I
know I am. So, I mean, I'm sure their bodies are.
Come on, Cam. Don't be soft. They're pros. I'm like, I ain't buying it. I think the 49ers are amongst the best right now in the NFC.
Yeah. They are.
You know, when I mean, I look at, like, everybody wants to toot Dallas's horn or the Eagles or the Vikings. I don't know, the postseason, I think Las Vegas loves the 49ers, and you add Christian McCaffrey. And I want you to comment on that because I'm looking at Elijah Mitchell, and you got Christian McCaffrey, Debo Samuel. I'm looking at McCaffrey having 106 yards. And you might say, well, no, it's not just rushing. It's like also pass receiving running back. So if he hits that century mark, boy, that's really keeping defenses off balance. And that's Jimmy Garoppolo's best friend. And then you look at now, I mean, come on, he's healthy. George Kittle. I mean, everyone talks about Kelsey. I don't know. I think George Kittle's as much a stud as Kelsey.
Yeah, I mean, right now, they really do have a star-studded lineup. And you're right. They should be viewed as the NFC's probably favorite. I mean, because they've been to the NFC Championship two of the last 3 years, right? So they have the experience and know what it's going to take in November, December, and I guess early January this season to get going into the playoffs. But right now, they are healthy. And like you said, I mean, the last three games they've all won. They've had, like, no injuries in these games, allegedly. That's what they're saying. But they've had almost everybody available. And that offensive unit, like, you know, McCaffrey's addition a month ago in that trade from Carolina has just brought the offense up to a whole nother level because it's not reliant on him. But by bringing him into the mix, defenses have to account for the extra guy now. Although, like you said, your guy Elijah Mitchell out of Louisiana,
he missed
2 months with a knee sprain from the opener. He comes back, and now he's a perfect complement to McCaffrey, where they can split carries in the backfield. But the way they've kind of done it in the last two games, one will get more carries in the first half, and the other gets more carries in the second half. But McCaffrey's still getting his touches, like you said, because they're throwing the ball to him. He caught all seven of his targets last game. And it's just that helps free up Deebo Samuel in space. Brandon Ayuk is having a career year as their, I guess, wide receiver 1A. And then Kittle's got four touchdown catches in the last four games, which makes George Kittle very happy. And then you finally get to Jimmy Garoppolo. Without even talking about how great the line's playing with Trent Williams and the fullback with Kyle Juszczyk. But Garoppolo, the guy nobody wanted 8 months ago because he had shoulder surgery, he's playing the best ball of his career. He's playing looser. He's making off-schedule plays. He's happy. Everybody loves him on this team. Talk about a Thanksgiving treat. I mean, they are very thankful they kept Jimmy Garoppolo around this season.
You know, Cam, when I look at this, though, to me, and I'm trying to tell Saints fans, that we need our defense, obviously, to play outstanding. Now, they have not lived up to expectations compared to what they've did. What they accomplished previous season, especially against the run. But to me, the challenge is going to be the Saints offense against that 49ers defense. Is the 49ers defense getting enough recognition? Because the reason why I bring that up is like, okay, you look throughout the season and what have you done for me lately. I was looking at the 49ers. They don't even give up 200 yards average of passing per game. And then, I throw in there, okay, sack leaders. The Saints are getting it done, but is it meaningful sacks as far as what's on the line? But the 49ers also get after the opposing quarterback. So talk about a little bit about where the 49ers are at defensively, like with Fred Warner and Bosa and all that. I'll tell you, that's a lot of times don't get enough respect. And how kick-ass they could be, considering, oh, what is Garoppolo going to do? What is Garoppolo going to do? I'm telling you.
And the depth they have on defense, that's what's unusual.
Right, he just needs to do his job. He don't have to be a miracle maker, because I think the 49ers defense is playing at a high level.
You know how many points the 49ers defense allowed after halftime last game? Zero. The game before it, zero. Three games in a row of second half shutouts.
Whoa.
Okay. Now, here's the deal. Nick Bosa, I've covered this team for 23 years. He is one of the best defenders, one of the best pro football players I've ever covered. He's got 10.5 sacks. He's got a million pressures and hurries and hits. He doesn't get enough recognition. He really should be in that Defensive Player of the Year. I know everybody's around Micah Parsons, but the Niners beat him pretty good in the playoffs last year, so I reserve judgment on him. I know Parsons is playing great under Dan Quinn in Dallas, but Bosa, having him on that defense, it makes them elite. But they do have elite guys at every level. Fred Warner's back to playing all-pro Fred at middle linebacker. In the defensive backfield, Talanoa Hufanga, this guy's like a sixth-round or fifth-round pick last year at SC. He has four interceptions, but he's having a great season. Jimmy Ward is usually their free safety. He's filling in at nickel and doing really well. He got a pick last game. And then they brought in Charvarius Ward, a corner from the Chiefs. And this guy's got swagger, and he's got great ability around him. So every level of this defense is playing well. And I'll tell you what, it all starts on the defensive front with the Niners. And they have been doing really well, even though they're missing three defensive line starters, Eric Armstead, Javon Kinlaw, and Samson Ebukam. These guys aren't playing because they're injured. They're not going to play this week. Ebukam might, but they have, like you said, they got depth. And Charles Omenihu, a guy out of Houston, he's come on strong. And they just know how to maximize their talent defensively. D'Amico Ryans second-year defensive coordinator. He's going to be a head coach probably in about 2 months somewhere.
No question.
Somewhere. I mean, if he's a head coach in New Orleans, everybody should rejoice because this guy knows football. He's got a great positive attitude. When we were in Colorado last week, he said his motto is "No energy vampires allowed." I loved it.
That's pretty good.
Cam, when you look at, okay, what is the 49ers fan base? Because they could be a little spoiled. You look at the history when you're going back to Joe Montana and Steve Young and Bill Walsh and all that. So how do they view Kyle Shanahan? They look like, he's done pretty good, but we want him to do better. He's been inconsistent or what? Or do they view him as an underachiever or what?
Depends on the day of the week. Right now, after winning three games in a row, they like him again. Go back about 4 weeks ago after they got their butts kicked by the Chiefs, and they'd be saying, hey, where's our Super Bowl? Even the Saints have a Super Bowl win since our last one. The Niners have not won a Super Bowl since the 94 season. They're in a big drought. Now, they've gone to a couple. They've gone to like two of the last three NFC Championship games with Shanahan. They blow fourth quarter leads, and this year there's a little bit more to it. He comes under fire because sometimes they'll say, oh, he's being too conservative, but he's got all the pieces in place right now. That doesn't mean in 2 months he will, because guys are going to get hurt, so there's going to be more adversity. And so the jury's going to stay out on him until he delivers them a Lombardi trophy. Not on the hot seat. And then, they had the big quarterback switch going to Trey Lance this year, and he broke his ankle in the home opener in week two. So that put Garoppolo back in the fold. And Garoppolo's kind of taken this winging it, I don't give an S attitude, and he's striving. And so Shanahan's striving, and they're not committing turnovers, and that makes Shanahan look good so he can dial up more plays.
I think about this, Cam, that I did a deal with Greg Cosell, and we were talking about trades of significance. Yeah. And one of them has to be over the last 10 years. Trent Williams going from Washington to San Francisco. Everybody, Trent Williams is an old pops in this business. All I know is, Trent Williams, he might be a pops, but try to beat that pops. I mean, he is really, really good at that left tackle position. And Bobby and I both grew up on the Bayou, so I got to ask you this question because a couple of people have asked me about the progress of Tay Martin. Tay was a guy that went to Ellender High School out in Houma. And I always tell him about this. He's the first man that ever left the Bayou to go to Washington State. That was his first destination, and then he ends up at Oklahoma State, put up some great numbers there, and I know he got signed as an undrafted free agent, but a little bit about Trent and the progress of Tay Martin.
Well, Trent is, like you said, he was under the radar because he was in Washington in a terrible franchise for a decade, and he had health issues there, and he got caught up in a lot of the problems that was in Washington. So he comes over, and it took him until last year to win All Pro, and
that's unbelievable.
He's got all the Pro Bowl stuff, so everybody around the league knows he's good. But he is so darn athletic and strong. And he got pissed off last week because a bunch of social media bandits were saying that he was tipping plays by his stance. And if that's the case, and he's doing that well, he can keep on tipping them because nobody was able to go up against Trent Williams. And he came out that game. And did I lose you? Hold on 1 second.
No, we still got you.
You
break it up, we can still got you. So, did we lose Cam?
Okay, we're going to go to break. Cam sort of broke up, and so we want to thank Cam for coming on with us. But, Bob, it goes down. You look at one of the top trades over the last 10 years, they didn't give up a heck of a lot for Trent Williams. And you can say he's one of the top three tackles in this game. And he ain't a youngster no more.
I can tell you, Mike, this is what I think. My observation is that you can't pay everybody, but you have to pick and choose when you're going to pay him. He's on the level of Teron Armstead.
No question.
No, you look like, the Redskins. I still call them the Redskins. Washington, they don't want to pay him whatever, and he's a 12-year veteran, and he goes to San Francisco. Listen, Trent Williams and Teron Armstead, they both studs. I mean, so it's like, I don't know whether they could stay healthy or whether you want to pay them or not. But as far as like challenging, can they play or not?
What are you challenging the wrong dude?
Are you like an idiot?
I mean, no, but listen, they got him out there.
No, they can.
I'm just telling you. It is what it is. But Trent, man, coming from Washington was a huge play on with John Lynch.
And you know, Mike, as we go into the break, you know where I think they got it right too, because a lot of times you challenge like Deebo Samuel. You know, remember that were we going to pay him or not pay him? But, Mike, how do you classify him? I almost wanted to ask Cam that. How do you classify? Because, Mike, he's not a receiver. He's not a running back. You talk about hybrid.
He is your modern-day wing back. You and I grew up and saw when they played that wing back, you were part receiver, part running back.
So, Mike, when you look at receiving and rushing, you're almost disappointed if he doesn't have 1,500 yards. I'm just telling you.
He's an unusual athlete that could do all that. We'll be back with more sports talk here on the Big 870 right after this break.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.